Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, it's Amy with IntuitiveCoachingWithAmy.com, and we're going to talk about, can a negative person or a person, we'll say they're negative if they're blocking your manifestation, but just a person or situation block your manifestation? Yes, and I'm going to tell you how to deal with it. If you are new to my program, or maybe you're not, is it time to book a session? Consider working one-on-one with me. You can do a single session or you can do a package of sessions. I'm here to support you. I am a master intuitive. I am a coach with over a decade of experience helping people get what they want. If you are ready to elevate, if you are ready for massive results, if you are ready to up-level, consider my services, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Click work with me. You'll see a drop down of all the ways in which I can support you at all different price points. Okay, let's talk about, can a person or situation block your manifestation? The original title was, can a negative person or situation block your manifestation? Yes, even without you knowing it. Great example. I'm going to be fast on this because I want to get this uploaded. I was praying for something. Someone in my space was praying for something else. I want to believe it wasn't related to me, but they were using energy at a high frequency and probably didn't know how powerful they are. And it was fucking with my manifestation. And I could feel it. Usually I'm not around people who are as spiritual as I am. And I can for the most part, I can tune out enough where I can still get something off the ground. But then there are some people who use energy, whether they're conscious of it or not, in ways in which can fuck up your manifestation. So what do? You pray them away. You go to God and say, hey, God, I think there's something going on with that relationship where they're getting in the way of me doing what I want to do, and I don't want to get in the way of anybody doing what they want to do, and I really want them out of my life. And they will disappear overnight. It's quite amazing. Just trust me on that. Or you can pray and put yourself in a new situation, but the results will be pretty instant. God doesn't want you to suffer. The minute that you're aware of the fact that someone could be influencing the energy in your life, which prohibits you from manifesting and living the life that you desire, yeah, you have free will to ask them to be removed or ask to be moved to a different situation. And send them love in that process. See, usually when we get clear, I think even if people don't know about how energy works, people know when someone is low vibe, negative, bringing the energy down. And most people just stay at that frequency. So they start to complain about that person. They're like, fuck, that person's so low vibe. That sucks, blah, 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 blah. That's usually what we do because that's the energy they're putting out. So we respond in the same frequency, even if we are aware of all the nuances of the situation. So the best thing you can do is send them love, but you don't have to be in love with them, meaning you don't have to kick it with them. You don't have to be best friends with them. Just send them love in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, in the name of Christ, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Buddha, whoever. Just send them divine love and go about your business. I bless them with love. And you can still pray them away. Right? Because everybody has free will. Don't pray for them to change because that's between them and God. You change, right? So don't complain. Go into love and pray them away or pray yourself into a new situation. Don't tell them anything, right? This one's particularly important for kids with parents, adult kids with their parents. Like if you know your parents are holding a perspective of you that goes against your truth, in that regard, they're going against your manifestation. They don't mean to, but you might need to craft some language in which you can have a conversation with them without telling them the specifics of your desire so they don't get in the way, right? I want to believe our parents aren't trying to derail us, but they have a perspective on the world that serves them, and that may not serve you, particularly now that time is moving so quickly and things have changed so rapidly, and we have so much information available that would have taken them so long to get back in the day. So they may not just be aware of how much is available to you. So just don't tell them or have a speech prepared that you can have, that you can use, so you can have a conversation where you are honoring your truth, but not entering into a combative situation or even just a battle of wills sometimes can suck, right? You know, I've gotten better, gotten much better in my old age. Now I can have a conversation with my mother and I can, you know, sometimes I'll just tell her that that does not apply to me or that wisdom is not helpful. But I also know now that I don't get, I try really diligently to not let it disrupt my energetic frequency. Just don't have the conversations if possible. If you feel like you need to on some level, know what you're going to say so you protect and preserve your vibration and it's keeping you pointed toward the direction you want to go. What happens is when we're in those situations, maybe we're feeling insecure about something, don't take that insecurity to someone you know that is going to take you in a direction different than the direction you want to go in. Cover yourself in a blanket of protection. This one is good. I often forget to do it, but do that often. Cover yourself in a blanket of protection and know that you're divinely safe. I always do pray for my safety, so that's why I don't always cover myself in the force field of protection. I just pray that I'm divinely safe and protected in all that I do. God's got you. Now, if you have to interact with them, fill your mind, your being, your soul with as high vibe energy as possible. Do your affirmations, do your meditation, listen to something motivational, have good conversations. Just go into that situation with a mind filled with good stuff. So you might not even be fully present there, but if you know you're going to be around a bunch of people where it's charged or even one person where it's charged, just you go into the space of still believing that what you want is possible and talk yourself into it, even as they're talking about something different. And then always change the conversation if it's not supporting you. You get to be empowered no matter what. While you can't control the actions of other people, you can create the vibration or frequency that you want to create when you decide to be aware of it. Okay, don't take anything personally. As I say, I mean, this is really difficult if you are feeling vulnerable, particularly when people love to give helpful advice. Does not mean that that's your truth. If it feels like truth, if it feels like an intuitive hit, then by all means, follow it. But if they're just spouting out something they heard from somebody else and it worked in 1963 for them, that may not necessarily apply to you. And it's okay for you to tune it out. And it is not... is not meant to do your best to not let it trigger you. Don't take it personally. I know that one's tough. And don't give in to them. I was having a conversation with someone, and then they wind up speaking to their parents. Their parents want them to do something very specific in their professional life, and I heard them like kind of cave and then like, okay, yeah, I'll do that. All right, I'm going to do that. And then hang up the phone. You think you're pacifying that person, but that is still energy. Your words, everything that comes out of your mouth is energy and it will create a result. So find a way in which you can have a conversation where you're not just saying a bunch of shit to get them off your back. Or maybe it is comforting in the moment to say a bunch of shit, but if you don't mean it and if that's not where you're aligned and that's not where you're pointed towards, and then you're not serving the planet well to pacify somebody. Find something else to say. You're not serving yourself well. Just, okay, I'll do that, right? No. Follow your own heart and do what is best for you and be confident enough in your ability to manifest that you can, you know, sit on that conversation without going against your own belief and truth for yourself, your desire. Yeah. So don't give in to them. And then when you interact with these people, leave your most vulnerable self at home. You know, that's why we have coaches. That's why we have spiritual teachers. Take your vulnerability to them. Don't take it to your mom or your dad or your best friend, right? They just don't know what you know. right? And I think everybody truly wants to help, but, you know, we're all kind of fucked up and we all have our own limiting beliefs and we all have our own struggles, and you get all that together and it just becomes a big mess. So don't take your most vulnerable self there. That's where you have to take control of your life. That's where you have to take control of your consciousness. That's where you have to take control of your feelings. If you're feeling bad about something, if you're feeling anxious about something, then you've got to sit down and do the work and say, okay, what is scaring me? Because fear is not real. It is just of the devil trying to lead you astray, whatever way in which you define the devil, ego, darkness, whatever. I don't think it's the biblical devil, but it's anything lower vibe that's going to take you out of your game. If your desires are of God, then darkness, lower energy, is always going to want to take you away from being homies with God. So it will use those around you to influence you, and don't be influenced. And the best way to do that is when you're feeling vulnerable, up your self-care. That's the time where you really go within and you spend time with yourself and you let go of the fear and you know that it's possible, and just remind yourself, fear is an illusion. It is not true. It is not a message that I can't have what I want. It's just fear. Now, if it's an old fear, like say you're going through something and it triggers an old fear or something you experienced in the past, then you're going to have to really go through and release that past experience so that it's not constantly getting in the way and you're feeling vulnerable and you're putting yourself in situations where your vulnerability gets triggered or taken advantage of. So yeah, leave your most vulnerable self at home, but tend to your most vulnerable self. And then lastly, this is the one that was coming forward as I recorded this show twice, but it was some insight I had not considered yet. While it makes sense, I hadn't fully considered it in the context to this conversation. If you are desiring something, it's going to require you to elevate from the inside out. And so that means that all aspects of your life are going to have to elevate too. So you might have to elevate that relationship. You might have to elevate the you that is connected to that human being. Right. And so this is all a part of that process. So it's not, you know, I used to say, I'm like, gosh, everything's great in my life except for this one issue. No, I mean, it probably is. But if that is the issue that I'm looking to solve, then everything in my life on some level is going to have to shift and change and advance and elevate so that I can fully welcome that in. So the same goes for relationships and negative people and negative situations. All parts of you are going to have to elevate in that situation. So it might be a different dialogue. It might be a different approach. It might be praying to be put into a new situation. All parts of you will have to elevate. So do the work and elevate. I am Amy of intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. I love you dearly. And if you are looking for a coach for the new year, if you want to keep your energy clean, you want to keep your vibe high, you want to focus, you want to get to where you want to be rapidly, yes, God is in control of the timing. But if you focus and if you clean up your energy and you really go for it with all your heart and soul, you can create it really quickly. It just requires the focus. It requires letting go of the stories, and I can help you do that. I am a manifestation teacher, intuitive, a coach. I help you create the life of your dreams. Check me out at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Thank you so much for listening to this program, and I look forward to connecting with you again soon. Take care of yourself.